Welcome to Days of Dread, an Old Magic Gaming production. This podcast contains explicit content and may not be suitable for all audiences. The episode may contain suggestive dialogue,
mouth swears,
sexual situations,
dick shit titty farts,
crude language,
cocksucker,
violence,
labia liquor,
fantasy violence,
shit salad,
realistic violence,
vagina fart,
sexual violence,
big old titties,
violent violence,
shit shitter,
and random acts of violence,
sack whacking fart dick.
Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to fucking Ravenloft. If you haven't guessed, this is the non-PG rated show that is on oldmagicgaming.com. You will be offended. I am almost certain of it. This is the NSFW actual play. And this is set in the Dread Realm of Ravenloft. You're probably asking yourself, what the hell is a Dread Realm? Well, in this instance, it is referring to a pocket dimension attached to the established gaming world known as Maya. This gaming world is actually already featured in two other shows that are on oldmagicgaming.com, The Crown of Queens and The Great Old Ones. And while those two shows take place on the prime material plane of existence, this story and its assorted adventures will be taking place in the Dread Realms. It's a dimension dominated by looming horror and fear, mists and darkness. So, you know, kind of strap in. This is more of your spooky, horrific adventure type show. We are going to start our adventure near a mountain lake in the small town of Longleaf. This village sits in the foothills of Mount Bartok. This place is gray. The land is rocky and unforgiving, and the trees are kind of monolithic and festooned with mist. The north wind coming down from the mountain whispers haunting and forbidden secrets through the trees. But the people of Longleaf are kind of an anomaly. They decorate their houses with bright colors and paints. They dress in brightly colored silks and fabrics, and they make a riotous amount of noise more often than not. And they work really hard. They play really hard. Most of them are tobacco farmers, or they tend vineyards. They have an established vineyard known as the Leaf and Crown. They grow Cavendish tobacco, which is pretty prized by the majority of those living in Ravenloft who have the lungs to smoke it. While it's not really an easy place to survive, for the most part, wandering the wrong way at night will unlikely get you consumed by something in the darkness. The people there are fairly happy, kind of eking out an existence that isn't as dreary as those of you who might be familiar with the typical tropes of a Ravenloft game. So while this will have a lot of the hallmarks of a Ravenloft story, because it is set in the Dread Realms, it is going to be unexpected for many of you who have a history with the system. Or even the newer players who may have encountered it in 5th edition, which is the system that we'll be using as we play D&D 5th Ed using Roll20. So that's a little background of what the hell is going on. That's kind of where our story begins. This particular story starts on a moody afternoon. The sun is in the sky. There is very little cloud cover. The first kind of winds of winter coming down from the mountain, but it is still only about 60 degrees outside, so it's not too terribly cold. Still warm, you know, t-shirt-esque weather. And that's where we begin. So sitting, you know, outside of her hut, her little cabin, we encounter the first of our players, Yulia. As she sits upon her porch with her wolfhound wolf, and a group of children have just run up, seeing who can get closest to her cabin before running away. You see, most of the people of Longleaf are quite terrified of her. It's not that she has a horrific appearance. She's just a well. You know what? I'm going to let the player. I'll let Vanessa explain to you, Yulia, before we carry on any further. So Vanessa, take it away.
Hello, my name Yulia, and this my wolf,
He very friendly. He big. He slobbery. I live on the edge of town because I don't like so many people to be in my spaces, but people come to visit and I try to get them to come inside. I offer them cookies. They run away screaming. I don't know why. But I live on edge of town. I am hunter. I go to woods and I kill things, me and wolf. And then I bring things back and I rip skin off of it and I sell skin. And I eat meats. It's pretty good life. Hey.
Delightful. Oh, hi.
Welcome to Yulia Cabin. It's a bit smelly, but it's cozy. Many wolf skins. All of the skins of all of the animals.
Rip them all off.
I just rip. Look, you make little like slit, and then you pull. You have to be strong, and you just put the backbone in, and you pull, and it's come right off. Like, come right off.
So the kids are kind of engaging in what they normally engage in, which is how close they can get to the house. And there's a couple of brave 5-year-olds who manage to make it, you know, a little bit closer than normal. And then they kind of stand there and they bounce from foot to foot, just kind of looking at you. And you know, the minute that you look their direction, they kind of scream and run off.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They just seem terrified.
I have cookies.
She's a witch. She'll turn her into a witch. No, she's gonna eat us.
It's not your fault. They are scared of your butt toots. It's okay.
And I like just stroke my wolf's head. Like, it's okay that you're smelly. I still love you.
And then wolf is kind of a horribly smelling creature.
He live outside.
That's true.
He's with Yulia, but Yulia, she not smell so good either.
Can I get a perception check from Yulia?
Oh, what?
Let's see if Yulia is good at that.
First roll of the game. My first roll was a 4.
Yeah, so she perceives nothing.
You don't.
I am in woods.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. I know it's smelly. I know I have cookies. And I know that I am good person.
Just 100% believes that too. So yeah, it begins to snow kind of gently. It's not enough to be worried about, but you do feel like it's a little early in the season. It's just a few flakes, but it's enough that it kind of sticks in your mind as being a little bit off. It's a couple of weeks too early for that.
Huh. Frozen water from sky.
You know, you kind of look at the snow and it's starting to fall, and there's a bit of movement in the tree line.
Oh, I thought it was going to be ash. It's like, well, that's it. The whole town's on fire. We're dead.
But there's movement in the tree line. In the boughs of the trees, creatures much larger than squirrels are scampering through the trees.
I grab a longbow, which I keep next to me. And I just like put on lap like child.
Like cradling the longbow.
I also pet. He's good longbow. I'm ready.
It's like the crooked smile you're doing too.
I must inhibit Julia.
Inhibit the skin of this
I must
old
do
woman.
So much shoulders as well.
I like that you can't do an exaggerated accent without hand motions.
He's not possible. He's like, cannot sneeze with eyes open. You die.
Yeah. Your eyes pop out every time.
Every not just one time. Every time.
All the time. You gotta suck them back in.
So I just noticed that there are creatures jumping in the trees and they're bigger than squirrels.
Yeah, so normally you're used to seeing like large squirrels kind of moving through the trees. And I don't mean like, you know, like raccoon-sized squirrels, but they're big because they're mountain squirrels, but these are like large creatures. Like they might be the size of humanoids. And they're just kind of moving through the trees. Kind of the pine needles are bristling. The snow is kind of starting to cling to things. And just as the snow started to fall, you started to notice these shapes. And there's not a lot of them. After about 10 minutes, you only count three have moved through. But there's definitely something out there.
But I cannot discern what is.
No, you can't see what it, you can't make it out from where you're at, definitely. And it's not coming into the town.
Okay. Cool story, bro.
So that's what you guys are seeing. Or that's what you're seeing. That's what Yulia's saying.
Does Wolf notice? Does Wolf like
look? He kind of looks over in that direction and then he puts his head back down like he's not fazed by it. It doesn't really bother him.
Okay.
All right.
Petting Longbow and eating cookies.
That works for me. So we're going to jump over to the other characters in this sordid adventure. The professor, as I am to understand it, Brick LaRange is learning to read from the professor. Is this correct?
That is correct.
All right, so I am going to, as we are joining them, reading lesson already in session.
Oh,
very good. So you'll notice what's in front of you is a book. Are you familiar?
This is the second time I've seen one.
Okay, well, this is why I have a lot. Look around the walls; there are many of them in shelves, which is another word you should know.
Okay.
Okay. Never mind. Anyway, so open the book.
Okay,
that's upside down.
Sorry.
Okay, that's right side up.
Yes.
Okay, you open through the middle. That's fine. There's still words here.
Wait, I don't get it.
It's one step. How about the first page? Okay. That's the one. That's the start. That's the beginning.
Flip.
Good.
This
good.
One?
That's good.
Okay.
Now, let's go small to big. Okay. Individual symbols are, what are they? You can do it. You know the words. It's not word. I didn't give you a hint.
Letras.
What was that sound? Yes, I'm sorry. I'm drinking a soda pop. Yes, that is a letter, and then letters are arranged into
woods.
Words. There's an R.
Word.
Very, very good. And then words arranged into
lots of words.
Sentences. Very good.
Yeah.
Sentence ends at period or punctuation.
That's
of something.
It.
Not
yeah.
comma. Anyway, good. Okay, good enough. Okay, good enough. Okay, first word on page. Go for it. You know the letters, you know the sounds they make.
The.
Very good. Yes, that's there, but close enough. There's two more letters you left off.
I'm sorry.
Don't ever apologize. Learning is a time for expansion of the mind, and yours needs considerable expanding. But that's why you hired their professor.
Yeah.
I'm smoking a pipe.
Okay.
Holy shit.
There.
Once.
Once.
Very good, yes.
Was.
You're doing a great job. I'm so proud of you. This is so much better than last time. And the time before that.
I've been trying really hard.
I can tell. I'm very proud of you. Actually, why don't we close the book? It looks like you're sweating. Maybe this has been too much for you today.
I feel like I've run a mile.
You look like it.
Thank you.
So if you guys can see on the map, this is actually the professor's humble house.
Oh, look at the horse in the corner.
Yep, he's just hanging out there.
Seth.
And that's actually separated from the inside and the outside. There's a barn that is annexed onto it, but because it is a cold winter climate, the barn has its own stable entrance and exits through double doors, and you can enter and leave through a single door inside the home. There's a large fireplace against the north wall. And the south and east walls are lined with two large ironwood shelves that are full of books and scrolls and parchments and papers. There is a large table set with many seats, many chairs that is covered with different paperwork and is kind of used as a place of study. And there is a single-sized bed with a small bedside table in the upper northeast corner. And it is midday, and you guys actually have control of those little miniatures inside the house.
Hey, get away from my end table. What the fuck are you doing? Kid, that's my bed. You sleaze.
I'm real tired. It's hard.
All right, that's fine. I'm going to sit down at the table and continue carving delightful pipes of the finest woods from the forest.
I'm going to take a nap.
All right. Sleep well. I can't really stop you because you're twice my size. Very tall.
True. What is the satanic circle that's at my house?
I assumed it was a big pile of horse poop.
I didn't know, so I wanted to ask.
No, it's less of a satanic circle and more of a, from your previous studies in the occult lores, this would be where you go and study various incantations and any sort of extraplanar communion that you might want to make.
Got it.
Yes. So,
my cool circle that I have.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
It's your study circle.
My study circle.
Your thermatology, you know, your mystical circle and what you could use the arcane arts through. And Brick is sawing logs right now.
I have a feeling this has happened a few times.
Yeah.
All right. Sleep well. So, wait, hang on. I'm going to move my little guy over here. I've now moved next to the Brick, and I'm lovingly patting his or her head. I don't know. She's just, it's her head. Their head.
Their head.
I'm lovingly patting Brick's head. Brick is more of a brick.
Brick is a brick.
Oh, you
decided Brick is a brick.
You try so hard. One day, maybe all the words will happen for you. Okay, now I go back to the table.
That's the sound of me carving.
Do you want to, let's see, do you want to toss me a perform check?
You want to put Brick's hand in a warm glass of water?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Performance.
Perform, Bob, perform.
You're ready to perform.
Make sure you double check that it's the right word. Because, you know, that happens
to some people.
19.
Very nice. So as you're working the wood as you normally do, while you're not...
I think that's actually a crit, but I have a negative one.
Yes.
Oh, as you're working the wood as you normally do to create these pipes, you're adding a couple of extra flourishes to it, and you feel like the current bowl that you're working on, you could probably ask for at least triple the price.
I feel good about this one. This horse head looks more like a horse than my normal horses. Other ones look weird dogs, and maybe a cat that's maybe a little constipated, but this is a super horse. Three times pipe. Love it. Yeah, I might do this one for myself. Shit.
Yeah, this one you could probably ask for, you know, at least maybe 12 gold for it. Yeah, this is a good one.
Feel good about it. Feel good about me on the inside.
Like pet on back.
I pat myself on the back.
good job, me. Good job.
Make a dexterity skill check to see if I can pat myself on the back. We'll do acrobatic. Here we go.
I kind of want you to.
I wanted to throw my back out, but I didn't.
Throw it off your shoulder. Oh, my shoulder!
I pulled it off. Okay, pat myself on the back.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, I'm assuming Brick's going to nap for a moment.
Yeah, I mean, Brick can wake up whenever.
Okay, so there's a door, and there's a door.
Which is the front door?
Oh, this, yeah. This would be the front door, this one right here.
Okay, so the one by me.
North wall.
Yeah, north wall, next to the fireplace, front door.
Okay. I'm going to go check on Seth, actually.
Okay.
Hey, Seth, how are you doing?
Seth looks at you in that way that you're used to Seth looking at you in his mace emaciated one-eyed horse way. He's kind of, what the fuck was that?
Right, he's now talking to you.
Somebody's putting a carrot up his butt or whatever to make him. Yes.
giving him peanut butter. Wilbur.
Yeah, that's the guy.
That's not my name, but close enough.
Well, that's all horses can say when you give them peanut butter. That's actually, it's all they're able to actually say. No, he kind of looks at you with his one good eye, and if he moves his body away from the door.
Away from the door.
Yeah, he kind of pulls himself away, kind of steps over here. He doesn't like going near your magical circle, but he seems to be not scared. Scared is definitely not the word, but
can I read the horse in any way?
Yeah, it just the
languages.
Well, I have animal handling.
Yeah. Go ahead and throw me an animal handling. He seems less scared and more defensive. Like you're used to seeing when animals have their homes are being threatened, or they may not be in a fight or flight response, but they're being wary of a predator.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be taking that kind of body language.
Away from the front door.
Yeah, away from the door to the stables part. Yeah.
It's okay, buddy. Hang on 1 second. I'll see what's it. Jeez, you're moving around a lot. You're old. Hang on. I'm also old. I'm going to move to the front door here. Oh, slowly. Get down on my knees. I'm going to look underneath the door.
All right. And from your vantage point, you can make out. There's definitely... Oh, I'm just going to go ahead and reveal the outside areas, not the insides of other buildings. Hold on. I'll give you a little map of this place.
Can Brick wake up and, like, go look for a snack?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Like a Lunchables or something? Turkey!
I have been making little bento boxes for you. Okay, I'm assuming that's the equivalent of a Lunchable in ancient times. In olden times.
Ye old so Lunchable.
Like, yeah, it says ye old Lunchable on it.
I'm wandering around. So now I'm over by the table just, like, looking for the Lunchables. I need fuel.
Brick needs fuel.
I need fuel like that, bro.
Yellow Brick needs fuel badly.
Okay, you guys should be able to see everything but the inside of buildings right now.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. This is actually Yulia down here in the corner.
Oh, look at you!
No.
I saw it. Wait, you.
Wait, where am I?
Where'd you go?
I am.
Down lower right-hand corner.
I found me.
I'm much cuter than I actually am.
Whatever. You're adorable.
I like you. He's funny.
So as you look out the door, you're kind of looking towards the north area. And there's a couple of other houses. It goes into a tree line. And you can see snow is starting to collect on the ground. And just...
The weather is inclement. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's something about the weather makes you slightly uncomfortable. It feels different. It doesn't feel like...
Different. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's like an unnatural kind of weather feeling.
Huh. I have an unnatural weather feeling.
In general, this is an unnatural weather feeling I'm experiencing.
All of the weather feelings I have experienced, this one is unnatural.
We've all been there, you know. You look outside and you're like, this weather's weird. Now I feel weird. That's me, old Professor Konstantin Nocker. Feeling weird about the weather. Okay, well, I'm going to keep the door locked.
Hey, Bob, do you want to go ahead and describe to the audience at home what Konstantin looks like?
Konstantin is an older gentleman, gray hair, glasses, a fabulously coiffed mustache, and what do you call it? Is it a Van Dyke or whatever, the thing that you have around the... But it's like more of a handlebar mustache with it. Anyway, you know what I'm talking
Why
about.
Why are you looking at me as if I'm like a mustache like
maybe
groomer?
Maybe you know words that mean have definitions.
He doesn't look at me because he knows I'm fucking useless.
All right. Anyway, he's got one of those. He has a big fun hat that he wears. It's not, you know how you like when you think of Gandalf, you think of like the big pointy hat. He's got the big brim, but it's not as tall. And he wears
a fun jacket underneath our on the left side is all different pipes that he likes to sell to people. He likes to sell around town. He likes those creepy watch salesmen in New York or whatever from like the 80s. And then on the right side, it's all different designer tobaccos that he's made. And he also wears a bandolier of pipes and tobaccos, but those are his personal stash.
I love it.
For quick access.
For quick access for when he needs to cast spells, because that's how he does it. So yeah, that's the professor.
And Melissa, can we get a Brick description?
Brick is about 6 feet tall, with green eyes, black hair, wearing very dirty clothes, unkempt hair, hasn't showered in about a month.
And sleeping in my bed. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome. And just this like dumb sort of look about them. and they have their weapons kind of in the back, you know, just sort of whatever, but very basic. Brick is basic. Brick though is built. Brick you don't want to fuck with. Like Brick has muscles.
This is like a Brick that goes to the gym.
This is, yes, this is a, wait, a Brick shit house.
Only orange.
No, only Brick is not
LaRange.
Well, Brick's last name.
You should
name
change your LaRange. Last name. You gotta change it to Shithouse.
I love it.
When I get married.
Brick Shithouse.
When Brick gets married, it will be Brick Shithouse.
Like hyphen, like shit hyphen house.
Orange Shithouse. Brick LaRange.
You're gonna be a hyphenate?
Yeah, Brick Le Shithouse. Brick will be.
You're looking for somebody very specific to get married to.
Yeah. It's why Brick hasn't gotten married yet. It's why Brick still lives at home with mom and dad, learning to read with you.
We'll also marry someone married dumb as a comma.
Yep.
Brick, and currently, Brick is rifling through the house trying to find snacks. He's
looking for Lunchables. Yeah. Like Lunchables and like a juice box. That's what Brick's looking
for. I left them on the table for you. God damn it. Put the book back.
Brick needs the books.
Don't eat my books again.
Brick's like sniffing around and he's like, oh, and then heads back toward the table.
I know that because I know that sound. The sound of Brick rifling.
I do it every week.
So once food is mentioned, Seth sorts of kind of starts to make his way.
Oh,
he just walks into the house, huh?
No, it's a house horse. And Brick likes Seth. Brick really likes Seth. So Brick will walk over and be like, hi, horsey.
Yeah, for the listeners at home, Seth is a white, emaciated, well, chalk white, emaciated, one-eyed nag of a horse.
My best friend.
Yeah.
And Brick's like, I can't find the Lunchables either. Pat.
So now Seth and Brick are starting to look at books they might be able to eat.
Yeah.
They're on the table, you guys. I point to them.
Yeah, they're right here. Like, come on. Lunchables.
Oh.
Ye old Lunchables.
Ye old Capri Sun.
That's what I live for.
Nothing like bag juice.
Juice bags.
Delicious. One chance to stab that son of a bitch, and if you don't get it the right the first time, the whole thing goes to shit. Why did I do it this way?
Fucked.
Delicious bag juice. We're gonna jump back to Yulia for a second. Or five. So you finished cleaning some carcasses, and you're kind of ready to take some stuff to market. So I'm assuming that you're going to be, selling them in town. That'd be the plan.
Yes.
Okay.
Freshly ripped skins. Mm-hmm.
Freshly ripped skins. So how many are you planning on bringing?
I bring four, but really have five. But the one is like hidden behind me, and I use for special occasion. Like, oh, I have really good skin, but just for you.
I see.
It's so like a negotiating tactic.
Like a deal. Like you're going to make sort of... I'm
not going to sell this freshly ripped skin today, but for you, buddy, they will sell.
Two for price of two.
Don't tell anybody.
Two for price of three.
I make money.
Special Tuesday day.
Oh, also, Yulia is a very short, very old woman. She's got a little, like, she's like a little picture, a little babushka. She's got a little kerchief tied around. She's got a lot of different layers. She's wearing a long skirt, long, like, duster coat. Her little white hair is pulled back behind her. Her little eyes are always a little bit slitty. And she's kind of smiling, but in a way that, like, maybe she doesn't have teeth. I don't know.
That we all chose to be old farts.
Yeah. She's basically the, like,
I'm gonna
most
save you
inside of a Russian nesting. She's like perfectly cylindrical. And she's just like waddling her way. Fresh skins. Freshly lipped skins.
So she knows the layout of the town. She's going to kind of make her way to this, if you'll see on the map, she's going to make her way to this building.
Where did I go? Oh, there I am.
And Wolf is, you can move Wolf as well.
Oh, hello, Wolf. Name Wolf, not Wolf. Different word.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I know sometimes words look like different words, but are different words.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Better?
Right. I move into a store?
Yes.
Ooh, I jump away.
No. Go into the store.
Dancing in store. Oh, I dance.
So you walk into this. All the buildings in town are made of this old heartwood. Everything's kind of adornly, you know, carved with like a lot of care. There's a lot of flourish to all of it, and in this general store there's a large kind of table area set up. There's two large shelves, one on the east wall, one on the west wall, and then there's two shelves that run kind of parallel to the interior walls that are lined with your general goods, your tools, your supplies, mostly farming and agricultural, a few small pots and pans and things, but for the most part, everybody, it's a hand-me-down society, a barter-based society, so new goods don't get brought in often. The minute you walk through the door, two of the kind of more well-known farmers in the town immediately just turn their noses up at the situation and start to make their way out, as if they don't want to be in the same room as you.
And that's cold. That's cold.
I don't look at them. I don't care.
This stinky little lady with the wolf came in.
And they immediately leave. And Jacob, who is the guy that runs the general store, you're not necessarily sure that he is happy to work with you, but he knows the value of what you sell. So he, you know, for that purpose alone, you guys have a working relationship. So he very much is like, Yulia, hello. I did not expect you today.
Hello, Jacob. I have brought you freshly ripped skin.
Let us see what you have. He starts to clear stuff off the table, and he puts down a piece of leather to kind of collect any offal that might still be connected to the skins. And he starts to look through them. Let's see. So pelts. These two stags here, and two wolf pelts. That's four.
Yes, I bring you two deity things and two wolfy things.
I think
they're big. They have very like a little amount of holes in them from where I shoot them.
Yes, they do look like the gills were clean.
Yes, I managed to keep this one like fully face. You could put your face right in this face and then be a deity thing. Like totally kept face in one piece. It's hard to do.
This wolf looks a little mangy though.
Is not Yulia's fault Forest is shitty?
I could offer you 7 gold. The 7 gold for the wolf skins and 3 for the deer skins.
Okay, Jacob. Look, I know you're a hard bargain,
but just for you. I have special extra skin right back here. And they like pull it out from like, maybe it's in her skirt. Like no one knows her. And she pulls it out and it's like a much
this
nicer.
This is my special Merkin.
Special Merkin
skin.
It's butt skin. Special butt skin. And it's like a fox, but it's like a very gorgeous sort of like reddish, unusual to the area fox.
Mm. Well, that I would offer 15 gold for in itself.
Tell you what, you give me deal for all, and you throw in biscuit for wolf. We call it deal.
All right. So 28 in total.
No, that is not math.
Julia, putting math together.
It's 35.
Oh, my mistake. 35.
You would not try to trick old lady.
No, of course not.
It's 35 and biscuit for wolf.
And biscuit for Mr. Wolf. Yes.
He's not Mr. He's not fancy. He's wolf.
So he produces a shortbread cookie and 35 gold. And I think this is a fair trade.
Okay, Jacob. And I like give it to him and then I go to pat him. He maybe moves away from me.
Yeah, he's gonna make a dex check to not be near you.
Not padded or friendly in any way.
Yeah, just he doesn't want to be friendly at all. So he's gonna go ahead and he rolls a 10. I don't think. I mean, you touch him and he's just like, yes.
Thank you.
Julia likes it.
Julia doesn't get a lot of action.
Maybe that's why she has wolf.
Peanut butter.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it's cursed. Oh, you villain. Oh,
well done.
I guess that's canon now.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to browse the shelves, see if there's more peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's fine.
Canonical.
Vanessa's writing it down.
Oh my god.
Delightful.
Anyway. So you're rifling through.
I'm like, I look in shops, see is anything new, is anything exciting.
It's the same old like normal fare that you would see. It's a lot of for agricultural equipment. It's rakes and hoes and pots and pans. Nothing really new or anything that kind of stands out. It's very basic. This isn't the type of place that you would even find weaponry. So it's just, all the arrows and your bow have been made. It's not something that you would just buy in town. There's not like a local blacksmith who makes those sorts of things even. There is a blacksmith, but they work primarily on like trowels and blades and horseshoes and things of that nature.
Okay, bye, Jacob. And they walk out the door with Wolf. Hey, Wolf.
All right, so you guys are making your way out the door, and you kind of hear this weird sound coming from up north.
Oh, I go to investigate sound.
All right.
I bring Wolf. Wolf follows me. He likes me.
He smells like you.
Sort of, I smell like him. No one can know. I'm like in the alley, so I'm sort of like looking down towards where the noise is coming from. Can I like tell where it's coming from or what the origin of the noise is? What kind of noise it is? Seems natural.
It's sort of a windy howling sound. It starts to make itself present. It's kind of like the wind through the trees, but it has a little bit more of a nature-based sound to it. So as if an animal was in some way mimicking the sound of wind through the trees.
Do I hear this?
What is it? Deities. There's a perception check, right? I believe it's a perception check. You definitely hear like this very strange. To you, it seems familiar in some sort of way, as if it is it's coupled with a sound from your past.
Hmm.
It's from mom.
I think my mom's outside, you guys. Hang on.
I go to the door.
Okay.
Kind of crack it and look through.
And as you crack the door and look through, and for thematic effect, we're going to put you, Leah, about here with Wolf.
Hello, Wolf.
As you crack it and make your way through, there's you see something fly from the tree line through the air in an arc and splat right here.
I pull out longbow.
Yes. It is the corpse of a mauled large wolf.
That not to flew be- from the trees and splatted on the ground.
Was thrown from the trees.
Was thrown from the trees.
Yeah.
Well, that's peculiar.
Hello! It's your old friend Yulia, here to tell you about brand new product that I find that is so tasty, I just know you're going to love. It is coffee, called Found Familiar Coffee. It is so good, I drink all the time and I eat... Wolf, stop drinking Yulia's coffee! It's not coffee for wolves! Everybody loves it. If you want to try yourself, you can buy online and use code OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word, one big word, and I'm going to get you special deal for 10% off. It's so good, you cannot even imagine. So you should go buy right now, and then let me know how much you love. Okay, thank you, bye.
Oh my, what an interesting place to end. Thank you for listening to Days of Dread, an Old Magic Gaming production. Tune in next episode to find out what new fucked up shenanigans our adventurers find themselves in. Professor Constantine Uckershoes is played by Robert Quinn.
Naked satanic werewolves are awful.
Brick LaRange is played by Melissa Quinn.
Well, you are a filthy human.
Yulia is played by Vanessa Singleton.
I have to go home and take off my pants.
And our storyteller is Anton Kromoff.
What the fuck, Batman?